say if you've had company and they're about to leave, you might tell them, will y'all sure be sure to come
back?
Or why don't you do this sometime?
Why don't you come, what?
Something like that. About the
same or time. Come see me sometime?
Or come back.
Mm-hmm. Come back again.
Yeah. And around this time of year, December 25th, you would greet somebody by saying,
Merry Christmas.
Do people around here ever say anything else? Like, in my family, I guess I got this from my grandmother. On Christmas Day, you would say something to the other person when you saw him the first time before he could say it to you. It was just kind of a little game.
Mm-mm.
Or Christmas gift?
Mm-mm.
Or around January 1st, you greet somebody by saying,
Happy New Year.
Or if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much
appreciating.
Or I'm much to
obliged to you.
Or if you need to go downtown to get some things, you say you need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you purchase something, the storekeeper say took a piece of paper and
wrapped it up.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Or this probably doesn't happen much, but if a store sells things for less than what they paid for,
mm-hmm.
you say they're selling out.
A sale.
A sale.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're selling out a
business.
Would you ever say they're selling maybe at a loss?
Mm-mm.
Probably wouldn't happen.
No.
Or could you say that word for me?
What, a loss?
Yeah. Or something that you would like to get. I said, well, that sure is nice, but it just too much.
It costs too much.
Or if you wanted to get it anyway, you might go to the bank to see if you could
borrow some money.
Around the first of the month, you say that the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And the expression, such and such is hen's teeth. Our good workers are getting mighty
hard to find.
Or another way of saying that would be, if someone gets with an S, that's his hen's teeth.